The question was asked if boys need circumcisions in order to reach perfection, as the Torah says, "Italech lefanai ve'yetamim." God tells Avram, God tells Abraham, walk before me, perform this mitzvah of circumcision, and then you will be whole. That will bring you to perfection. And women, well, girls don't get circumcised, right? So then, does that mean that women are perfect? So the answer is, of course. What's the question? in all seriousness, the Talmud discusses how do we view women and circumcision. Do we view women as already having whatever circumcision would do for a man, so they're already born with that perfection, since as though they are. If we use the Talmudic terms, the circumcision is called brit, right? What does brit mean? Brit means covenant, right? Because God made a covenant with Abraham over the land of Israel. He made a covenant, and that covenant revolved around the circumcision. God said, you have a mitzvah to connect with me, to do that circumcision, and that is our covenant. And over that covenant, over that treaty, you will get the land of Israel. So, what about women? Are they a part of that covenant or not? Technically, women did not inherit a part of the land of Israel. They could through their fathers. Technically, women don't have to fight the wars to conquer the land of Israel, right? It's a men's mitzvah. So the Talmud has two opinions. One opinion says yes, and one opinion says no. And halachically, how do we go? So we know in benching. We say, no delecha, we give thanks to you. God, you gave our forefathers an exceptional land, a desired, cherished land. You took us out of the land of Egypt. And over your covenant that you sealed in our flesh, we give thanks and the blessing of Nodelcha over the covenant that's sealed in our flesh. You say it every day. Do women say it? So, in Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah says that, no, women shouldn't say it. So the ruling seems to be that they're not a part of the covenant. It's not like they're born all circumcised. But ask any woman, do they omit those words? Val berit chashchatam taviv serenu? I've never seen a woman who omits it. And this is one of the questions I actually got to ask my grandmother, who learned in the Academy of Rav Hirsch in Germany. So that's tradition, right? Tradition, Yekish. I come from a Yekish family. So I asked my grandmother, and she said, no, they were never taught to omit those words. Even though they're Amah, the Yekish Minig would seem to be that way. So maybe our Minig says that they are born perfect, right? Because they say that they are a part of the covenant, even without the circumcision. So if it's two opinions in Talmud, and the Minig seems to be that they say benching, they do say Birkat HaMazon as part of the covenant, seems to be like Am Yisrael accepted that they're part of the covenant. Maybe, yeah. Okay.